I'm Eric Carley with the Mid-America Trucking Show. Joining us right now from Continental VDO, it's Jay McCarthy. Jay, welcome back to the show. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. Let's talk about the ELD mandate. I know a lot of drivers are kind of fretting that, but it's on the way. What steps do the owner-operators need to take here to be ready to get ahead of this mandate?
Yeah, it's on everybody's mind. We've got just droves of people stopping by the booth with lots of great questions.
I'm sure.
And we're happy to answer them. And, you know, what we're really the focus and the message that we really try and put out to owner operators is do your homework.
Okay.
Look at the companies that you're looking at. Make sure that they're answering the questions in the right way. Make sure there's some heritage to that company, that they're going to be there for the long run.
Yeah.
And, you know, make sure you're getting a device that's appropriate for you.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of technology out there. You know, there's smartphones, there's standalone units, there's, you know, anything from a small app to, you know, $1,000 unit.
Right. Right.
And really education is the key message.
And would the same apply here if we're talking about improving the process of the integration of the ELD into their operation? I mean, it's all about just, you know, picking that right device and knowing what you're going to need from it. Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, buy early is again another token message that we send out into the marketplace.
Right.
Because, you know, there is a learning curve, and not so much from the device side. You know, the devices are manufactured to be easy, almost mindless to use.
Okay.
With almost no interaction whatsoever with the device.
Right.
But where you get into a little bit of an issue is your driving style and how it applies to the regulation.
Right, right.
You know, we're telling guys, and we've got a lot of owner operators out on the road today that are running both a paper log and the electronic log kind of under a hat. And at the end of each week, they pull up the hat and take a look at their paper log and take a look at the computer and see how they did. And it helps them get driving per the regulations quickly, because, you know, it's a shame, but most guys, their education on regulations is, you know, they either did something wrong, they did something right, and you know, that's how they learned. You know,
sure,
I didn't get fined, I must have done it right.
Right, and, yeah. You know. Yeah. And it is tricky. I mean, we've been dealing with, you know, hours of service on our program for many years. And as long as we've been doing it, there will always be questions. I mean, forget about the first major change that came about in 2004. I mean, even before that, there were plenty of questions. And with all the changes, of course, there are even more questions. And there will always be those questions. So here's, I guess, the next thing. As we talk about FMCSA and the certification process here, can the owner-operators or the fleets, can they rely on that list that's out there on certification?
This is kind of one of those tricky areas, the gorilla in the room.
Yeah.
You know, what's out there, who's out there, who's on the list.
Right.
And, again, the thing that we can say to that point is take a look at that list. You know, all those companies are startups.
Right.
They've jumped on that list. There is no check and balance to that list.
Mm.
I can go out to my garage and spray paint a brick and, you know, say
get
that
the certification.
Say that it's JZLD and put myself on the list
and
until they come a call and, you know, there's no check and balance.
Right.
So it's truly buyer beware. So really take a look at the heritage of the company and, you know, how long they've been in the industry and make sure you're not, you know, aligning yourself with a company that's just looking to take advantage of a mandate.
Let's talk about your device, RoadLock. How is this going to help the owner operator? How are they going to, you know, use this and dealing with, you know, say a roadside inspection, or, you know, any other situation that they might be in terms of compliance? And does it actually require a smartphone?
Our device does not require a smartphone.
Okay.
We're considered a standalone device.
All right.
And really, owner-operator focused. We've got a portfolio that really hones in on the owner-operator small fleet, but then gives you some flexibility if you want to grow and have some of those big boy telematics. You can kind of grow with the device.
Yeah.
We've also got an integrated printer in the device. You know, once ELD comes, there are going to be some different ways you can communicate with DOT in regards to passing along your logs.
Yeah, that's been a big question. How am I going to do this? I mean, do I need to have a printer on board, or how is this device? How does your device help in that roadside situation?
So that's the thing. Today, the only requirement is visual inspection. So you would, in our device's case, you would hand the printout out the window. Moving to ELD, that printout would become the secondary if there was a failure with some other level of communication, either on DOT side or on a device side.
Okay.
You know, the backup method would be visual inspection.
Right.
And, of course, instead of having to hand over a personal cell phone or tablet, we would, again, just print out a log and provide that quickly to the DOT office.
Okay. All right. Do all ELDs require a monthly service? And there's been a lot of conversation about the monthly fees, leading up to the mandate. I'm sure that conversation is still going to be out there. But especially here at MATS, there's been a lot of questions, I think, from drivers about monthly fees.
Right. So monthly fees, you know, obviously as a small owner-operator or a small fleet, you know, cost. Mm. And, you know, one of the big scary parts of ELD technology is the perceived cost.
Right.
Not only in buying the hardware and buying all the things, but am I going to be able to run profitably moving to the future?
Right.
And, you know, I can tell you that we've done all that we can, you know, to build a device that is cost effective, and, you know, going to be tried and true, and we're going to stick with it for the long run. Mm. But also, you know, we're seeing a lot of guys that are able to be profitable and run electronic logs,
right.
which is good for us. You know, we've been in the mandate business. We've been in the trucking industry for a very long time. You know, this isn't flash pan for us.
This is
a core competency for us.
Sure.
And, you know, we're not looking to ride a wave. We're looking to provide a sound system to the owner-operator trucking community.
So how do drivers find out more about RoadLog and your product?
So, of course, we're at MATS. We do have a website, vdoroadlog.com. You can go there and find out all you need to know. We even have a guide to walk you through all of the things that you would need to help you get ready for that mandate.
Yeah, great stuff here. Great reliable information here. And I know we'll talk again soon before that mandate hits. Lots to learn, lots to keep up with. We always encourage drivers to get ahead of it.
Absolutely. You know, you got to get ahead of it, and we're here to help. You know, we didn't write the regulation. We're just trying to help you comply with it.
Stay compliant, and that's what it's about. Make sure you're knowledgeable, and also, as you mentioned, make sure that you know how to use that device and integrate it into your operation. Make sure you've got the right device for you.
Yeah, make sure when December clicks in that you're running comfortably with the solution that you choose, because it's going to make a big difference.
Yep.
That first inspector that knocks on the door is going to be asking lots of questions that you should learn.
The questions now should be coming from you. The questions then will be coming from DOT.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, Jay, great stuff. Thanks. We'll talk again soon.
Great. Thank you.